The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Jesus addressed this parable to the Pharisees and scribes. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, like almost all of you, when I was a little boy, I grew up in a Catholic family. I was baptized when I was a month old and went to church every Sunday. You know, my family practiced the faith. But did you know, I never ever in my entire youth ever heard about devotion to the Sacred Heart. I had never seen a statue like the one we have in our church over here of the Sacred Heart. So I never said any prayers. I didn't know anything about it. It wasn't until I was 22 years old when I was in the seminary and one of my best friends, a guy named Joe, who was also a seminarian, I would oftentimes come into the church and I would see him kneeling down in front of the Sacred Heart. And oftentimes when I would hear him pray, he would say prayers and he would say, "Lord, I entrust this to your Sacred Heart. I ask this prayer through your Sacred Heart." And I'd never heard that before. So one day I asked him, I said, "Joe, why do you have such a strong devotion to the Sacred Heart?" And he said, "Actually, honestly, it's because of my mom's devotion to the Sacred Heart." And he said, let me share with you a story. He said, "My mom and dad got married when they were very young. They were 18 or 19 or 20 years old." He said, "In the first 15 years of their marriage, they had 7 children. And after the 7th child, my mom had several miscarriages. Like 3 or 4 children, she would get pregnant, but she couldn't sustain the pregnancies, and the children would die in her tummy. And so after the 3rd or 4th, she went to the doctor, and the doctor said, 'You know what? You're not young anymore. You probably can't have any more kids. You should stop trying.'" And so she went and she prayed about it. She said, "Lord, is that right? Should I not have any more children?" And she had the sense that our Lord wanted her to still be open to having more babies. In the next 5 years, she had 4 more children. So now she had 11. And she was 42 years old. And after the 11th child, the doctor said, "Okay, no more. Right, that's it." He said, "If you try to have more children, you're crazy. You'd be a high-risk pregnancy." So she went and she again prayed. And she said, "Lord, is that right? Is there something more that you ask of me?" And she had a strong sense that our Lord still had one more gift for her. When she was 44 years old, she got pregnant again. And she went to the hospital and the doctor said, "You know what, if you go through with this pregnancy, there's a very good chance you're not going to be able to survive. You've had so many kids, your body might not be able to take it. You know, your health would be at risk." And he said, "Even if you did survive, the children in your womb, because you have twins, not just one, most likely at least one of them would not live, if not both. And even if they do, they'd probably be deformed. They'd have different handicaps." And so when she heard that, she thought, "Oh my goodness, what do I do?" And she went immediately from the hospital to the Carmelite monastery. She was good friends with the Carmelite sisters in the diocese. And she went in and she knocked on the door. She rang the bell. She said, can I talk to the Mother Superior? I have somewhat of an emergency. And she was able to meet with the Mother Superior behind the grill. And she told the Mother Superior the whole story. And the Mother Superior said this: if you consecrate the children in your womb to the Sacred Heart, I promise they will be absolutely fine. And so she went into the chapel of the Carmelite Monastery, knelt down before the statue of our Lord's Sacred Heart, and said, Jesus, I give these children to your Sacred Heart. And she would pray to the Sacred Heart for the next 9 months until those children were born. And when they were born, they were perfectly healthy little baby boys. And Joe said to me, I am my mom's 13th child. And my twin brother, number 12, he's also in the seminary. From the age of 5 years old, we felt Jesus calling us to the priesthood. He said, the reason I have such a strong devotion to the Sacred Heart is because I would not be alive without devotion to the Sacred Heart. I knew Joe for 4 years in the seminary, and I remember at the very end of our fourth year, he came to my room with tears in his eyes, and he had a letter from his bishop. At the end of the seminary, all of us were wondering, gosh, what day is God going to call me to ordination? Right? I want to be ordained on a great feast day. So I myself was ordained on Corpus Christi, the feast of our Lord's body and blood. Joe handed me this letter. Now, his bishop hardly knew him or his family at all, knew nothing about their past. And I read this letter and it said, Dear Joe and James, his twin brother, I've been praying about when I should ordain you to the sacred priesthood. And I felt in my heart our Lord calling me to ordain you on the feast of his Sacred Heart. And Joe said, it confirms everything from the beginning of my life. Our Lord Jesus Christ promised that he would grant great graces to those who are devoted to his Sacred Heart, because his heart is the source of all his love that he pours out on the world. So let us ask today, as we receive him into our hearts, that our love is increased for his heart.